Alma chapter 49. In the beginning of this chapter, the Lamanites come down to make war on the Nephites, and they come to the city of Ammonihah because they think that's the weakest place to go. And obviously, this is because the devil always teaches man to take the easiest route, and then by doing that, he can build up a false ego or a false pride in man. But Moroni believed in receiving the support of the Lord, so he had rebuilt Ammonihah, and he had been inspired by the Lord to do that. And then when the Lamanites come down, they've prepared for the same war they previously had, meaning that they had now had personal armor just like the Nephites did. Well, this time Moroni had built up banks and of dirt all the way around the city, so that what there was a ridge there, and so in order to come to battle, they had to climb this ridge and get to the top of the ridge. Well, now the personal armor was a problem, and they had never seen warfare in this manner, and so it was something new for them, and they were not prepared for it. And so then what Moroni did, by the way, is he stood at the top of the ridge and shot arrows down at them and threw rocks down on them. And so they were unprepared for that, and it put them to fear, and so they retreated. But then now that they've retreated, you know, their egos are down, so they have to bolster up a false ego. So all the chief captains swear with an oath that they will destroy all the Nephites at Noah, thinking that's a weak place again. You know, they're really quite cowardice, meaning that obviously you're following the Lord and you're going to war. A similitude to that would be that you would go, you'd then go to the strongest point to defeat the strongest one, show that you have the power of the Lord behind you, and then cause the whole land to fear, which would then in essence would save lives because you defeated the biggest army. So then you wouldn't have to continue to slaughter people all over. But the Lamanites, they desired to slaughter people. That they were bloodthirsty, and they thought this gave them a great feeling of personal power and build up their ego. So they then go to Noah, to the land of Noah, and the Lord obviously knew what they were going to do, so he had Noah prepared even better than Ammonihah. Well, then here in verse 15 it says that this was all in the wisdom in Moroni. And again, we begin to see that men are not of the full faith in the Lord, meaning that in this case, you know, they are saying that the Lord supports man, and if man is doing what's right, then the Lord will support him, and there's truth in that. But they don't have the complete faith, which means that they do not go seek the will of the Lord. They just try and do the best they can according to what they think is right, and then they ask for the support of the Lord, and that is a twist. And we'll see later on that, we saw that Nephi and Lehi, they sought the will of the Lord, and we'll see in the future that they sought the will of the Lord, and that's the stronger thing. But again, here, this is not a personal attack on Moroni. We're told he had great faith in the Lord, but we're also told that he went to Alma in order to get to get prophecy. So he, right now we can see that he wasn't totally disposed to receiving prophecy himself. But nonetheless, this is not to be a personal attack on him directly, because all we're saying is this is the way it was recorded, and that's the way the Lord wanted it recorded, recorded to reflect the general attitude of the people, that the people really didn't personally seek the Lord, but they would respond in general. And we'll see that again at the end of this chapter. Well, anyway, to finish the battle, then also in preparation, Moroni put Lehi in the head of the army, because Lehi had been the one that had previously defeated the Lamanites at the river of Sidon. So again, the Lamanites, they're always looking to men, and when they hear that Lehi is in charge of the armies there, this really intimidates them, and they feel great fear, because their fear is fear of man. And so now he's got intimidation on his side, and they're intimidated by seeing the great preparation of Noah. And so they're not real confident when they go to a battle, and thus they're tremendously slaughtered by the Nephites. The fact says over 1,000 of them are killed, while not a single Nephite was killed. Well, the Lamanites therefore retreat, and they return to report to Amalickiah, and Amalickiah curses God. Now we again see that he knows there's a God, and he is indeed a son of perdition. He has rebelled against God in the full knowledge of it. And we also see that that again, when people become extremely wicked, the more wicked they get, this becomes a testimony of God to them, because they begin to see the dealings and workings of God in the people that they work against. So they get to see that, and so they begin to sin in more and more in the face of God, until finally here Amalickiah totally recognizes God and curses him. And while at the same time the Nephites are thanking God, and so therefore it says that in verse 30 that prosperity comes amongst the people, and because they heed the words of all the leaders or the high priests in the land. And again, we note that in this area here, we don't receive great dissertations on Christ now like we have previously from all the leaders. The people are not directly interested in personal relationships with the Savior, although they will listen to the leaders, as we've learned, high priests put in the land, who will accept the Spirit of the Lord. Then these men are sent forth to pass on the words of the Lord onto them. But remember, that's only a passing on of the word. And again, it implies that the people will not directly receive the Spirit of the Lord themselves and form their own personal relationship. And that's the... But nonetheless, if people will turn to the Lord in this lesser state, he will protect them and let them have some peace. And in fact, he'll let them continue to have peace even in that state. But again, the Lord does not set things up to be... He only has two sides, meaning that you're either with him or you're against him, meaning and everything else is a progression in between there. And so... these people again are, as we'll see, in a degenerative state, and with the war there, with having that little, that's kind of a, that initiative or that motivation, they will turn to the Lord. But as soon as that, but when they turn to the Lord, they still don't personally have this personal desire to accept the Lord in their daily lives. And as soon as that is pulled away, then they will continue to degenerate, and that's what we will see later. But it's in. So the point of all that is to say we are not to read this and say, oh yes, we're just like them. We would listen to the Lord if he gave us those leaders, and we would follow those leaders. First of all, we would have to, those leaders will continue to try and teach you how to go unto the Lord yourself. But if you have to receive the word from them, that is a lesser order. That is the Mosaic order. And that is only in preparation to then receive Christ and follow him. And the point for us today is that we have to make sure these are true high priests that receive the Spirit of God and therefore clearly say they are speaking for God, which we do not have today. And second, we have to recognize that when we are given prophets, even like Ezra Taft Benson today, we have not wanted to follow those leaders. We only want to follow leaders of our own choosing. So don't think that that's the state that we want. But the point is, that the state these people are in is even a state that we should try and progress to, because we're actually beneath them now. The point is that no matter what, the goal is always for developing a personal relationship with the Savior.